Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You are now listening to the Shots and Thoughts Podcast, hosted by Chris, Ryan, and Sean.
Oh.
Pretty good. I wanted to keep going. What's up, Shotties? Welcome to another episode of the Internet's Only Podcast, where we do three new segments every episode, and it's hosted by three Filipinos. Whoa. It's your boy, Sean.
It's the umami poppy Ryan.
Whoa, it's the kid Chris.
Wow, and we're back. Look how clean that was. We are still working on the actual intro.
I think our first four episodes, we didn't do that.
No, yeah. Not at all. Definitely did not
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, it felt weird. Actually, like something was missing, I think.
And I'll tell you what, while editing, I was like, this is crazy. Every episode starting off way too hot. But yes, welcome back. If this is your first episode of Shots and Thoughts, we're doing three new segments every week, a little shorter format than our previous seasons, but it's been fun so far.
It's been real fun, actually.
It's been rejuvenating.
Hell yeah. Wow. All right, so for today, let's go ahead and get into our drink of the day.
Ooh, I'm ready for this, bro.
We made Carajillos again. This is Liquor 43.
This is espresso. A nice drink.
This is fancier Thank than last you. Time.
Yeah, I put some cinnamon, a little bit of star anise, which Cheers. Is a little bit of an inside Cheers. Joke. Cheers, brothers.
Down the hatch.
Chug this whole thing. That's insane.
I had to take a picture. Cheers to the shotties who are listening.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
That is amazing.
That's probably the most dangerous drink.
That is amazing.
That's so
Dude,
tasty.
I just got on this level. Or not level, but like more often.
Like cocktails?
Yeah. No, not cocktails, but Carajillo.
Oh, Carajillo. Mm. Yeah, dude.
I was getting on the, what's the other one? Espresso Martini.
Espresso Martini. Yeah.
And then I was like, I got to switch it up. And then someone said like, oh, why not this drink? And I was like, oh, shit.
I got to say, I was thinking I maybe, before I texted Chris asking him to buy some Liquor 43 for tonight, I was thinking, oh, maybe I have enough ingredients just to do an espresso martini because I had vodka and espresso. Mm-hmm. But I don't have simple syrup, which is also easy to make, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't have the time to do that. And I think you needed a coffee liqueur anyways, which is...
Cocktails, man.
Yeah. So this is just two ingredients, really.
What is it?
Liquor 40, equal parts Liquor 43 and espresso.
Espresso.
And then the topping is just, you know, I just put that in there. Just to look
That's
nice.
Wild.
Yeah, that's
just, I didn't know it was only two.
It's just two.
Step your game up, Chris.
It's so easy to make. But yes. All right. Now that we've had our first drink.
And our second drink.
It's time to roll some dice.
Oh, yes.
All right, what we're doing is we're going to roll 3d20s. The highest number.
Oh! Go!
Do we still have it? Do we still have it?
Is it here? Is it here?
Yes! Wow.
The first D20 of the year.
Sheesh. All right, with the new format, that really doesn't mean much. But it is tight that it happened. All right, so Ryan's definitely going first, which
For
is
sure.
I don't know if he wanted.
Uh-huh.
That's a five. And
no, God, please,
oh,
no.
The complete opposite.
A nat one. Okay, so we rolled those dice to see the order of who's going to host the segments. So we're going to go Ryan, Chris, and then me. So starting off with Ryan.
All right. I'm using, this game is going to be called the board game Cool Cats and Ass Hats. I'm using a modified version for the show.
Ooh.
I'm going to go amongst the hosts who are playing. I will not be playing. Actually, I will be playing. Let's do, Chris will be the person that we're going to be guessing the cards on. So an example was, does Chris like gasoline smell? And then me and Sean will give a thumbs up or thumbs down. And then Chris will respond or give an answer if he likes gasoline smell. Okay. And we'll do a modified version. We'll do the best. I don't know what these cards are, but I'll pick maybe five. You know, this is just like a light get to know your host. Maybe we can get a funny story out of it if one calls your name. All right. So let's start with Chris. I am gonna grab these cards.
You gotta close your eyes, Chris.
Close your eyes. Look the other way.
Not looking.
Okay. The first card is, and we're gonna pick five out at random. First one is. Does Chris like bestiality?
Whoa. Starting off really hot.
Really hot.
Really hot.
So thumbs up from myself and Sean or thumbs down from myself and Sean?
When can I look over?
And you could give your answer right now.
Three,
two, one. Chris, do you like bestiality?
No.
All right.
And that's a point for Sean and Ryan.
Imagine if you wow. said one of our names.
All right.
That's not what you
think of me. Yeah. The next one. Does Chris like fedoras? Sean? Ryan, answer. Chris, your answer.
Do I like fedoras? I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with no.
Oh.
And then I'm going to justify, okay? I'm going to say no.
It's a fedora. I don't know how much justification you need to.
Ryan lost the point. No point gained for Ryan. Sean has gained another point with two.
Because there's like those really corny looking ones, like the Jason Mraz joints.
Okay,
but then like there's also like wider brim fedoras.
The one that Ryan
like.
Has.
Yeah.
The one Ryan has looks cool. Yeah. But I don't know if are those still called fedoras?
I don't think those are.
I think so.
When they're wide brimmed like that?
Yeah, I think. Well, from what I looked it up one time.
Okay.
And then those also came up.
It's just bad. Fedoras have a bad rap because it just reminds me of like the kid and like the
my lady.
Mid-aughts. Yeah.
When were they in style?
50s were when they looked best, right? With a suit.
Yeah, most likely.
You think it'll ever come back? Has it come back? Has it made a run?
No. I mean, I think like, you know, people from like when you rock like the island wear version of it, you know, like when you're wearing kind of like all linen and it's straw fedora.
Yeah.
The morass.
And, you're just vibing on a
this
beach.
This generation doesn't
like, that's
know
okay.
Morass.
Yeah, but, I did.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. They have no idea. I used to rock the morass look.
Yeah.
Dude, like a button down and then the tan, the dodo.
Well, I did too, actually.
Yeah, you definitely did. Where do you think I got it from?
Tank top fedora.
The tank top fedora was crazy. Looking back,
jean shorts,
tight jean shorts,
so you little assholes could run. Right,
the tightest of jean shorts.
Oh yes. Okay, next one. We'll do three more for Chris. Does Chris like mustard? Sean, answer. Ryan, answer.
Oh, I'm really not sure about this one.
Chris,
answer.
Chris, answer.
I do like mustard.
Oh,
yeah. Tie game.
Ryan has gained a point, and Sean has not gained a point. 2-2. Okay. So, Chris.
Yep.
Whenever you eat a burger,
yep.
Do you ask for any substitutions?
Well. How does a burger come?
Okay, it's like a. Let's think of like a.
You're thinking of like a classic.
A classic burger.
Like a classic In-N-Out.
Yeah. Say it comes in a In-N-Out burger. Do you ask for add-ons, or
for In-N-Out specifically? Yeah, I have to do animal style there.
Okay.
But at Whataburger, I can do a plain like whatever the fuck they put on like a number one.
Yeah,
I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is mustard though.
Yeah.
Do you ever get mayo?
No, I never sub it.
Oh, okay. Cool. I do.
Like, do you take out the mustard?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. I think Brie does too.
But I do like mustard, though. I don't know.
I like all condiments, man.
Sean?
Just the opposite. Just the exact
Sean?
opposite.
Sean? How do you feel, Sean?
I fucking hate condoms.
All right, two more. Chris, do you like drugs? Is this incriminating or not? Sean, Ryan, answer.
I mean, it's... Yeah.
I mean, like,
Chris,
you know, what are,
answer.
What are you? What is dictating a drug?
Just first.
Your first thought.
Thumbs
first,
up, thumbs down. No justification.
First thought, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
But then, like, you know, you're like, oh, caffeine's a drug, and I can't like live without coffee.
Yeah. That is a drug.
Yeah. You're like sometimes like people say cocaine is a drug, and you're like, well, I mean, is it?
It is.
They say these gummies aren't drugs either, but you know,
people give me fruit snacks. They say these are drugs. Are they?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Did y'all ever think any like candy was like a drug, like a any type of, you know, whenever like those weird looking packets that were like long strands of white like sticks?
Did I think that like act like
yeah?
They were
did
drugs?
You act like they were drugs?
Oh, act like
I'm
were
sorry.
Drugs.
Yeah, let me say.
Oh yeah, done
for
times.
Sure.
Yeah,
the little candy cigarettes.
Yeah. Last one for Chris.
All right, what's the score?
I think it's tied 3-3.
We're 3-3.
Yeah.
Okay.
We know you evenly.
And then last one. Does Chris like nuts? Sean, Ryan, answer.
Giggity.
Yeah.
Chris, answer.
I do like nuts.
Yeah. Of course.
Got him.
Of fucking course you do.
You got me. Damn it.
All right.
Tie game. Nice. Tie game.
Nice. That was a tie game. All right. Do we got time for another one or what are we thinking? All right. Let's go with Chris. Sean.
All right. I'll close my eyes.
Okay, I'm picking at random 5 random cards. I don't know what they say. Chris, it's our turn to answer for Sean.
Okay.
Does Sean like pre-cum?
Wow, it's crazy that both times the first one was so hot. Right off the rip.
Off the rip.
What do you mean? Okay.
Sean, sorry, Chris, Ryan, answer. Sean, answer?
I think no.
Right?
Right? Yeah. Right? It's just a sign of doom. Big doom.
And
oh, no. Oh, no.
That's 1 point for Ryan and Chris.
Oh,
good job. Good job. We know Sean.
Do people like that? Does anyone?
That's all like,
it's
from
like
what angle
a big
is it
fear.
Being asked?
Yeah. A big fear, unless you're trying to have?
I guess. Oh, yeah. Unless you're trying to have kids.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Which I guess we just, 3 of us outed ourselves. That zero intention.
Here we go. Sean, Chris, Ryan, answer. Does Sean like Asian buffets? Sean, answer.
Of course.
What's your favorite Asian buffet? Or one that comes to mind?
I don't know. I went to one recently in kind
you
of like bio. By
you
IKEA?
Your eyes.
By IKEA?
Is it? Was it good?
I fucked with it. Yeah,
okay.
I fucked with it.
There's
a
lot of, because Asian buffets like kind of suck.
Yeah,
you
for
know?
Sure.
But
for sure.
Like you go there and you love it. You know what I'm saying?
It's kind of like getting mall Chinese food. You're like, this is such trash.
Yeah.
But then like when you're like
at the mall.
But then a week later you're like, damn, dude.
That shit was
fire.
That's exactly what I needed.
It's like when you eat it, whenever you eat it, it's like, damn, this ain't hitting. Or it's like just average, right?
Yeah.
But then, like, as the week goes on, it's like, was probably a top meal of this week.
Yeah, it might have been the best.
Why do I need this again?
Here we go. For time's sake, let's keep on going. 3 more. The game is tied for 2-2. Does Sean like hockey? Chris and Sean, or Ryan, answer. Sean, answer.
I mean, this feels bad because, like, I fuck with Mighty Ducks. But no, I don't watch hockey, so I'd say I don't like it.
Oh, Chris there takes the lead.
Because technically, I would watch it, but I don't. So
yeah.
It's like a 50-50.
It's a toss-up. It's not given here, you know? It's
isn't it kind of hard to find?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
Like, I'd watch the Game Changers, or is that what it was called? The Mighty Ducks one?
Oh,
did you recommend that one?
Like, oh yeah, you
so
did.
I forgot
ago.
That was the name of it, but yeah, that was very short lived. But it was okay. Yeah, it was fun to watch.
Here we go. Last 2.
All right.
Does Sean like leprechauns? Chris, Ryan, answer. Sean, answer.
I'm going to say, yeah, why not, dude? That means there's gold.
Whoa. He threw us a curveball.
Freak you out, man.
He thought gold, so.
Yeah, money.
Yeah, money.
Fair.
I think I'd be scared, but then I'd be like, if you're here.
You got
that
some.
That means.
There is money here. And last one for my game is the Sean-like. Abortion. Sean, answer.
It's also a tough one because no, I don't personally like abortion, but also I think it should be, you know, legal.
You should have the choice.
Yeah, you should have the choice to make it. But I mean, I personally would not want that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That was that was the end of my game.
My God, start with pre-cum, end with abortion.
Yeah, fucking hot topics.
I almost grabbed it.
It was a redrew.
Yeah, I was like, wait, we're getting like, no, but it is the card that I drew. And that was a good game. I think that was a good hot or not type game.
Yeah, very much so.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm next. We're going to play just Sean Purdy, brother. Yeah, that's right.
Just Sean Purdy?
What?
Jeopardy, but... About me.
Wow.
Jashawn Purdy.
This is Jashawn Purdy.
Exactly right. All right. So we got three categories, hobbies, food, and sitcoms. And just like regular Jeopardy.
Wow.
This is really cool.
We have, questions ranging between 100 to 500 points in each category. Again, the categories are hobbies, food, and sitcoms. Why don't we go ahead and roll off to see who goes first? Because I don't know how they determine that in Real Jeopardy. Because I've never actually watched Real Jeopardy.
All right. I got it. 18? What is that? A 16.
16?
Four.
Ryan. First pick at the point.
High roller.
So with Jeopardy, do they switch back and forth? Or if you get it right, you keep going?
You buzz.
Oh, you buzz.
Yeah.
Oh.
We can just go on a...
Just make a buzz sound.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make a buzz.
All right. Ryan.
I'll take hobbies for 100.
Hobbies for 100. All right. Do you have to finish? Can you buzz before I finish?
No.
No.
I have to finish. Okay. This was the song that Sean used for his very first concept dance video.
Buzz.
Chris.
Wait. Fuck. On to the next one.
Buzz.
Ryan.
What is on to the next one?
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
I considered concept video as like a different locale. So does anybody want to buzz again for the first? I believe y'all are both in it.
Buzz?
Yeah.
What is Snoop Dogg song fucking shit?
I need a song.
I know. Fuck.
Alright, I'm gonna give you 5 seconds before Ryan can swoop in if he knows it.
What is Drop It Like It's Hot?
Correct!
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Yeah, man.
Okay. Chris, control of the board.
I'll take food for 500.
Whoa. Food for 500.
Going for the hitter.
100.
The daily double.
Nice.
This noodle dish changed Sean's life.
Noodle dish?
I feel like I've only talked about this maybe a couple times.
What is Sukumin?
Incorrect.
Fuck.
Incorrect.
Okay. Let me think.
I feel like
I will give a hint. It ends with men.
Buzz.
Fuck. What's the name of that shit?
All right.
What is ramen?
Incorrect.
Fuck, man.
All right. So, do we just reveal the answer if no one gets it?
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
or if no one wants
anything ringing a bell, or just go ahead and.
I can't think of. I feel like I know the name.
All right, I had it in Okinawa. The correct answer is.
Mazaman. Fuck, man.
Mazaman.
I knew it. It's the one where they're separated, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you mix it all together.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
All right,
fuck
Ryan.
My face.
Oh, no, Chris Gio. It's since he was the last one, right?
Okay. I'll do sitcoms for 200.
Sitcoms for 200, Bob.
Wow.
Sean would never doubt this golden god of a character because they are a five-star man from Philadelphia.
Buzz.
Chris.
Oh, fuck. I don't think that's from where he's from. Fuck it. Who is Kenny Omega?
Incorrect. Against sitcoms. God. These are my favorite TV comedies.
I know, but it fucked me up because it's all golden and god and five star.
That is
golden
true. That god? Is true.
Golden god.
I'm just ruining the board.
I don't know.
All right, the correct answer is...
Wait, can I... Oh, never mind.
Oh, shit.
You got it, you got it.
Fuck. Dennis Reynolds.
I saw Philly, and then I was like, oh, that's it. Damn it. All right, good shit, good shit, good shit. Shit. Okay, it's still me. Let's go easy. Sitcoms for 100.
Sitcoms for 100. This popular comedic character is played by one of Sean's favorite artists.
Buzz.
Buzz.
Ooh. Who is Donald Glover?
Incorrect.
Oh, my God.
Because, again, the question is this popular comedic character.
Oh.
So what is the character's name?
Oh, who? Oh, sorry.
I don't know.
Buzz?
What's his name? Tell me what's his name, Chris.
All right, Chris.
I know the show, I think.
I can go?
Yeah.
Who is Troy Barnes?
Correct. Whoa.
That's Atlanta?
Community.
Community.
Oh, Community.
He plays... What is his character's name in Atlanta? I forget. It's been a while. Ernest?
Ern.
I forget his last name, though. All right, Chris.
Let's do food for 100.
Food for 100. This was Sean's most used kitchen accessory in high school.
Buzz.
All right, Chris got control.
Microwave?
Incorrect.
Okay, then it's the other one.
What would this be? What is kitchen?
Ryan, you've called me the master of this before.
I'm going to say does it have to do with burgers? Okay, I'm going to say a stove pan. What is a stove pan?
Incorrect.
Can I answer?
Yeah, go for it.
What is a toaster oven?
Correct.
Oh, what the fuck?
You've called me the master of the toaster oven before,
Oh,
Ryan.
My gosh.
All right, Chris.
Let's do Hobbies 200.
Hobbies for 200 we have. This is a podcast that Sean listens to every day during the fantasy football season.
Buzz.
Ryan.
What is... Fantasy footballers.
Correct. The fantasy footballers.
I'm on the board.
There we
on
go. The scoreboard, baby. That was huge.
Ryan has 200 points. Chris has 300. It is a close game.
I'll take hobbies for 300.
Hobbies for 300. What's Sean's favorite wrestler? Shingo Takagi wrestles for what company? Also, Double Jeopardy. What group is Shingo Takagi a part of?
Buzz.
Chris.
For what company? What is New Japan World? Or what is New Japan Wrestling?
Mm-hmm.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
And then what is, Los Ingobernables?
Yes, Ingobernables.
Wow.
Ingobernables.
The Daily Double.
The Daily Double.
All right, Chris, back in control of the board.
All right, fuck it. Let's go hobbies for 400.
Sean's Reddit on Wiki co-hosts Josh and John hosted these shows prior to Reddit on Wiki.
Shit. What is it?
I like...
We all hosted on one of them. We didn't really talk too much about Josh, as we didn't know him prior.
I know John's. And then I remember what Josh's was about.
I know what John's is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I know one, but I don't know the other, so I guess we can't answer. Or I guess I can answer.
What are Let's Start a Cult and the Dumbfounded?
Yes.
All right. Is it still Chris or is it Ryan?
Oh, it's Chris still.
Should we switch it if both get it wrong?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, take control.
Okay. Ryan. I'll do Food for 200.
Food for 200. This sauce from a popular fast food chain has caused many of Sean's friends to roast him.
This.
What?
This sauce from a popular fast food chain has caused many of Sean's friends to roast him.
Buzz, what is cane sauce?
Incorrect.
Okay.
Incorrect.
This sauce from a popular fast food chain has caused many of Sean's. What fast food would it be?
Well, you're thinking of the sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Buzz?
Yes, sir.
What is barbecue sauce?
Correct. What is McDonald's tangy barbecue sauce?
Why do they roast you for that?
They say it's the worst McDonald's sauce.
Oh, shit.
I've been roasted by three separate groups of friends. not even the
I've
same
friend. I've been fucking with that one recently.
With tangy barbecue sauce, man.
I'll do food for 300.
Wait, did he get his points?
Oh, shit.
200, yeah.
We're back, baby.
We're back.
All right, food for 300. Sean could eat at this restaurant almost every day and never get tired of their meat and potatoes. I'll say this. This is a fast casual restaurant, as in it's fast food, but there's no drive through.
Oh, God damn it.
Potatoes. What? Meat and potatoes.
I know, right?
Meat and potatoes is supposed to be very vague, but when you think of this, you don't think of meat and potatoes. But if I gave another hint, it would be too obvious.
Buzz.
Ryan.
Would it be Central Texas barbecue? What is Central Texas barbecue?
Incorrect. I probably could eat there.
Buzz.
Chris.
What is Wingstop?
Holy fucking shit.
Oh.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
I do fucking love Wingstop. All right, Chris, back in control of the board.
Let's do sitcoms 300.
Sitcoms for 300. This sweet line from New Girl made Sean cry from laughter the first time he watched this scene. The hint is sweet, but it is not like sweet. Oh, sweet. But sweet is the hint.
Buzz.
Yes.
What is the give me cookie, give you cookie line?
Correct.
What the hell?
Gave me cookie, got you cookie. We're even. We're even, Schmidt. All right. Chris in charge of the board.
These sitcoms.
The sitcom is tough.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay. Hobbies for 500.
Hobbies for 500. I forgot what I put here. Sean modeled his drumming style after Aaron Gillespie. What band did Aaron play for?
Buzz.
Ryan.
What is Under Oath?
Correct.
Nice. I'm on the board.
On there the board, go.
That's
baby.
Still a game, baby.
Still a game,
still
Ryan.
Still a fucking game.
In control of your destiny.
I'll take sitcoms 500.
500.
Sitcoms 500. This series finale for this comedy was so emotional that it ruined Sean for at least a week.
Buzz.
Oh
shit. Chris.
I don't even know. I'm just going to take a guess. What is Scrubs?
Incorrect.
Fuck!
But probably my favorite series finale. This one I maybe only talked about like once or twice. So this one's tough.
So emotional that it ruined Sean for at least a week. What?
I feel like Nancy knew this, and then maybe Andy because we talk about the show frequently.
what would this?
Or I put him onto the show, and then we talked about it.
Huh. This one's tough.
Yeah, I don't know if either of y'all would know this one, to be honest.
I'm going to take another guess.
Yeah.
After Ryan's guess.
I'm going to go with, I don't know, The Office. What is The Office?
Incorrect. Chris.
All right. What is Ted Lasso?
Incorrect.
Oh, that's a good guess.
It was a good guess. The correct answer is, what is The Good Place?
Oh, wow. I didn't know you watched that.
It's so good.
Yeah. I started it, like, it's season one a long
okay.
time ago.
So if you finish, season one is probably the worst season.
Oh, okay.
If you finish season one, get to the, there's like a thing, a hook at the series finale that makes you continue watching. Did you finish season one?
I didn't. Yeah, I probably yeah, got like
you
five.
Got you got to get to the
five in.
Did you finish it?
We're like season like two and a half.
The like, finale is fucked up.
Oh, cool.
No, it's beautiful, but also fucked.
Wow.
Made me really think about my life.
Really?
Yeah, it's wow. It's crazy.
I've heard good things about it.
Maybe I'll finish that in my free time.
Yeah, I would highly recommend the ending. Like, I got Andy on, and I was like, dude, I just finished the show. I feel like you'd really like it. But the ending really, like, for a week, that's all I could think about. Was the ending. And then he finished, and he was like, that was fucked up. What the
wow,
fuck?
Wow, yeah. Damn.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Who's in control of the board? I forget.
Ryan.
I'll get a food for 400.
Food for 400. The agnolotti filled with sheep's milk cheese from this restaurant is one of Sean's favorites.
God damn it.
What's it called?
I can't think of the name.
I never shut the fuck up about
this.
No,
what is this name?
We had a reservation there and then didn't and then did and then didn't.
Oh my gosh. What
I know.
The fuck?
I'm not going to get it. I know exactly what it is, but I can't put a name to it.
Oh my gosh.
All right,
I know.
Hint number one starts with an L.
Oh, okay. I remember it now.
First to buzz.
Buzz.
Chris.
What is Lila's?
Close, but no cigar, actually.
Buzz.
Uh-huh.
Ryan.
What is Lilia's?
Oh,
correct.
Nice, dude. Oh, we're close.
We have a match.
Next.
We got a match.
Ryan.
Oh, shit.
The next.
Fuck. Okay. Sitcoms 400, the last one.
The last one. The person who gets this right wins the game. One of Sean's favorite shows, Scrubs, had a memorable love ballad entitled
shit.
What? The hint is that...
you played piano. Something like that.
No. But the hint... I could sing every word to this.
Buzz.
Oh. Wow. Ryan.
For the lead. For the win.
Is it... I don't know. Fuck. the Fray.
No.
Oh,
not the band, the title of the song.
Oh.
I'll say this. The two main characters, JD and Turk, sing it to each other.
Oh, shit.
If that helps. It's during their musical episode.
It's a Justin Arbueno question.
Yeah.
Have I ever heard it?
Damn it.
If you got it, you got it. I cannot say I know it.
Love ballad. What would this be? I feel like when you say the answer, we're going to be like,
Possibly. I'm almost positive you've heard it at least once in your life.
I don't have it.
The correct answer is, what is Guy Love?
Oh, gosh.
Have you never heard that one? No?
No, how does it go?
Here we go now.
I feel exactly those feelings too, and that's why I keep them inside.
Have y'all ever heard this? No,
I have.
I can't
bear the world's disdain, and sometimes it's easier to hide than explain. Our guy love, that's all it is. Guy love, he's mine, I'm his.
Wow. Yeah,
great.
When is this video released?
Well, this YouTube video is probably newer. This was 13 years ago.
13 years
and
ago?
I have to imagine the show is even
older.
Older.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Wow.
All right. Well, that was
close game, Chris.
Deshaun Purdy. You guys pretty close.
You should feel good with those results.
No, yeah. 1,300 and 1,500 is pretty fucking good.
We know our boy.
Yeah.
The boy is known.
The boy is known. All right, Chris.
The boy is known.
Last segment of the night.
What's the original of that? What's the original of that, Chris?
Boy is mine?
Yeah.
The boy is mine. The boy is mine. The boy is mine. All right. Welcome to a segment I like to call Two Truths and a Guy.
Jesus Christ.
So the way we play this game is I'm going to tell you two truths, two true quotes that were said by celebrities, and one quote that's by Guy Fieri. And you have to tell me which one was said by Guy Fieri. All right, are we ready to play?
Hell yeah, okay. Dude. Two truths and a lie, bro.
All right.
It's fucking creative. So here's the first one.
A recipe has no soul. You, as the cook, must bring soul to the recipe. That's quote one. Quote two. My favorite animal is steak.
That's Guy.
Quote three.
I fingered somebody's asshole and dapped up Meek Mill.
That was too good, dude. Okay. All right. Third quote. You know what? It might just be a man.
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry. All right. You know what? It might just be a mound of oil-logged Pillsbury crescent dough, but it's bomb.com tasty, amigo.
Yo, that has to be. That has to be Guy.
Oh my God.
There's no way that's not Guy. Amigo?
Bob.com tasty amigo. Are you sure?
Oh man.
My favorite animal is steak.
I mean, for sure not one.
No.
There's no way it's one.
Dude, one is like
so
too
insightful.
Yeah, professional.
Okay. All right. So which one are we going with?
Damn, steak.
Oh my God.
My favorite animal is steak. Bomb.com amigo.
Honestly, it's so in the air.
I'm going to go with steak.
I'm sticking with bomb.com. It's too funny to not be.
Sean is correct.
Sean has taken the lead with bomb.com.
Oh, my God. Bomb.com, amigo.
All right, here we go. Round two.
Here we go.
You don't need a silver... first quote. You don't need a silver fork to eat good food. Quote number two. I wake up in the morning thinking about food. And then this is quote number three. If you really want to make a friend, go to someone's house and eat with them. The people who give you their food give you their heart.
Damn.
Not three.
Not one, maybe.
Give me number two again.
I wake up in the morning thinking about food.
It's feeling like Guy.
That's a guy statement.
That's some Guy energy.
Are you sure?
Hit me number one.
You don't need a silver fork to eat good food.
I mean, maybe.
Should we switch it?
Because Guy's a man of the people. You know what I mean? Yeah. Come on, amigo.
Which one are we going with, guys?
Let's switch it. Or we could keep it.
We could keep it. I'll go with two.
Okay.
Two?
Two.
Two? You guys are... Correct.
All right. We I think we got
okay,
that.
Okay, so honestly, it's just the funniest response.
Okay. You think you got it? All right, here we go. This is the last round. We got Sean at 2 points, Ryan at one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Barbecue may not... Oh, quote number one. Barbecue may not be the road to world peace, but it's a start. Quote number two. Now fuck you, you fat, useless sack of fucking Yankee Doodle dandy shite. Fuck off, Will.
Yo!
What? And quote number three. Holy moly, Stromboli.
Damn it! Holy moly, Stromboli. Fuck off.
See, wouldn't it be so funny if it was two? I feel good. Like that was... Why did you choose that one?
Unless it's by a famous guy. Chef.
Oh. I feel like that's like...
That's Guy. Or that's Gordon.
Gordon, yeah.
That's Gordon energy.
No, no, no. I think there was a time where Guy just got mad and they filmed it and he's canceled for it now.
Wait, really? No.
What's number one? Let's hear number one again.
Barbecue may not be the road to world peace, but it's a start.
That's like some Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Because is Guy even ever thinking about world peace? You know what I mean? Like,
I think it's three.
Yeah, three. So far, we've been right on just choosing whatever made us laugh the hardest. That seems to be our formula. So three.
Three was which one again?
Holy moly, Stromboli.
You guys are both going with three? Are you sure?
Yes.
We're locking it in.
We locked
it
in.
All right. You guys are? Let me double check. Correct!
Wow.
Oh, my God. All right, so I think Sean won that by a point.
Yeah. Close.
Close. Close
game.
Close games all around tonight.
Yeah. Nice.
All right, well, if you enjoyed tonight's episode... Or tonight, whatever time of day you're listening. If you enjoyed this week's episode of Shots and Thoughts, and you want to help out the show, give us a like. Give us a rating and a review. And if you're feeling generous, we have a Patreon and a Buy Me a Coffee. But if not, a review and a rating would be great.
Hell yeah.
It'd be lovely.
Hell yeah. Share with your friends. Let us know. Let them know that we exist. But yeah, that's it for this week. Anything else?
Thank you, Shotties. Love y'all. Five episodes in. Let's get it.
Five episodes. Whoa.
Good God.
Not me.
Not me.
Later, y'all.